Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Father, we thank you because you are about to bless our hearts. You transform our lives again. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing dragging. Nothing lagging in the name of Jesus. Open the eyes of understanding to the knowledge of your word. Pour out your heart to us. Let your thoughts be meaningful to us. At the end of today, we'll be more blessed than we came. In Jesus' mighty name, have we pray. All right, quickly before you sit, please, can you celebrate the workforce with me? Celebrate the workforce. An amazing job they are doing. Thank you so much. May God give you his thank you in Jesus' name. All right, before we sit, please help me celebrate my beautiful wife, Pastor Fola Shade Motunrayo. Omolola. Adeshola. Falamebu. So, Lois James, aka Treasure. We celebrate it greatly. All right, please let us see. You are welcome to the Building Church. This is a camp of the doings of God. And there is never a time God is not doing something major in our lives, right? I am the lead pastor of the Building Church. God has given us a singular assignment in our vision to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life. When you hear the word stature, it's talking about height. So it means to build a people of height for Jesus in all spheres of life. You don't understand? In tech, in ministry, in fashion, whichever phase field you find yourself, the aim of the Building Church is to make sure you are built to height. You don't understand? You are not pushed to one side. You are lighted and placed on the stand, on the lampstand. Glory to God. So, and then we have one vision, our mission. Our mission is to promote growth in Christian faith, in wisdom, love, grace, virtue, holiness, and blessedness. And this we do emphasizing on three emphases. Now, because if you check the book of Matthew 16, where we got that word, the Building Church, from. There, the Bible was showing us through Peter, Jesus was looking for a confirmation of who he was, who people say he was. And Peter spoke up. He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him, he said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." So that is why you will see that our emphasis, one of our emphasis, is the Holy Spirit. Because you cannot build, there is nothing you can build without the revealing power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is one of our emphasis. We call it pillars. They are our foundational pillar. So the Word of God is another. Because Jesus was looking for something and he said, "You are the Christ." And he said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but the Spirit of my Father in heaven." So number one, the Spirit reveals. So one of the things you should expect to do every time you come to the Building Church in any of our services is that our emphasis is on the Holy Spirit, which is the revealer. The next one is the Word of God. Because the Bible showed us in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus was speaking. He said that no one who does these words of mine, he said he's like a man, that is like a wise man who builds his house on a solid rock. So what it implies is that word, it is by words and practice. It is by hearing the word that you build. But it is by practice that you find the foundation. Because the one that also had and did not practice, he also said is a foolish builder. So in this place we are building something, but it is built by the word. Not just the word, but the practice of the word. The practice of the word. So, as a member of the Building Church, you are not just here to listen to the word. No, it's just part of it. You are here to practice the word. And that's why I've often said, like we did in course of the week, last week. By the way, last week, Friday was supposed to be Wa's birthday. We celebrated him a whole lot. Yeah. And then he said to me, I have had him say severally, that I do not promise you a change if you listen to me. He said, but you can't hear the things I'm saying and do them and be the same person in 6 months. Yes, because his confidence is that the word transforms. Somebody say the word transforms. So our emphasis, number one, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the revealer. Is the revealer of what is not seen to the eyes, to the physical eyes. That is what you can't see in your physical eyes, the Holy Spirit reveal. So one of the ways you can be built is that we emphasize the revealer. So after he has said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed you. See, he said, on this will I build my church. He said, now you are rock, and on this will I build my church. There is no building until there was revelation. Oh, I said there was not a building until there was revelation. And finding a revelation, we must find foundation. He said, on this rock, and on that, if you check it prophetically and revelationally, he's talking about revelation, not Peter. He did not build the church on Peter. He said, on this revelation will I build my church, and the gate of hell will not prevail. So it means that there is no way you will be able to build if you don't have a site. The Holy Spirit is the one that shows you the site. And that is why our emphasis on the Holy Spirit, the revealer. The revealer of foundation. The revealer of the true definition of who the builder itself is. And that's why you check the book of Psalm 127, verse 1. He said, unless the Lord build a house, the laborers labor in vain. That is, they show up. They show up, they are building, but they can't build anything meaningful unless the Lord is there. So it is with the Holy Spirit that your life can be shaped. Your life can be put to meaning. So you cannot isolate the Holy Spirit and be building. And then you cannot also isolate, after you have found the word upon which you are going to build, you are not going to isolate the practice of what the Spirit has revealed. And that's why in that Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, he said, hey, guys, listen to me. A wise man can build. A foolish man can build. He said the two of them are building on the strength of what they had. Because the foolish one, he said, he's also like a foolish man who hears this word of mine but does not practice. He's also building. So that you are showing up in church, listening to the word is not enough. Yeah, practice. Don't worry, I will emphasize that more when I go fully into what we are doing today, which is following the leading of the Holy Spirit. But our emphasis, what we call pillars in this place, is number one, the Holy Spirit. We don't have a life without the Holy Spirit. There's nothing that can be built in your life without the person of the Holy Spirit. You can't build anything. Then the next one is the Word of God. The Word of God. Now, the Word of God is not about you hearing the Word of God. It is first journey, but it's not the end. Hearing the Word will allow you to build. Practicing the Word will choose your foundation. And that is why Jesus did not build anything until he had seen the Holy Spirit as the foundation, as a revelation. A revelation was given. And I'm praying for everyone. I don't know what it is. Is it your family? Is it your maritals? Is it your finance? Anything whatsoever. May the revealer himself come on board for you, that you'll be able to build something that will last. Yeah. Jesus has not died, and he was showing us how a perfect, informed, undefeatable church is going to build is. On the strength of revelation. He said, on this revelation, I will build my church. So, the building church. I'm a member of the building church. There are elements. There are pillars. There are emphases. One by one emphasis is that the Holy Spirit must be present. Number two is that you need the word. You don't need the word for hearing alone. You need the word to practice. We are trying to build a people. Our vision is to be a people that will listen to and practice the word. Number four. Our beauty, because when you check our vision statement, is that number one, we are to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life. And then to mature them to stature. Edify them also through prayer. And that is why there is prayer in our emphasis. Number one emphasis is the Holy Spirit. Number two, the Word of God. Number three, prayers. Those are our emphasis. And you cannot emphasize prayer and not pray. Nobody learn how to ride bicycle by reading a book. So is prayer. Prayer is a burden, and you respond to burdens. And that's why you will say, every time you hear me say, is that how you pray? My wife, like yesterday, we were making Joseph ourselves, actually, myself and my wife. we are doing Pastor Jerry once said, and then Pastor Lois, she was doing all the time she was doing edits, everything I said, I kept quiet. She now said she did not have anything. I said, no problem. When I started, she was begging me. I said, no, it give me joy to delight you, to disturb you. She said, Pastor Jerry once said, is that you will pray? Don't wait for in Jesus' name, I will pray. If you say yes, all of you will be going out like that. Is that you pray? Pray some more. You may be saying the same way, same thing. We are not sounding the same way. You may be sounding the same way rather. We are not saying the same thing. Is that how you pray? Don't wait for in Jesus' name, I will pray. Don't wait for in Jesus. Pastor, me, I know you will support me. Is that how I used to say? Rebecca, I say you are not in this church. You are not a member of this church. In fact, collect a membership card. Praise God. I'm just joking. But what am I emphasizing? Is that you can't be a part of the building church and say you don't know how to pray. 5 minutes into your prayer, drinking water. We say pray and long. You sat down in one corner. Then you are checking time. You say 6 to 7, thank God. Then when it was 6:55, you just stood up. Apuakia, hipokata, imode. Hey, who are you deceiving? Actor. You should be in Nollywood. We are on the same page. Our emphasis is prayer. We cannot emphasize prayer and not pray. And I love that last one. That is one of our emphasis, is reaching out. Reaching out. So as a member of the building church, you should know that when it comes to the Holy Spirit, your emphasis is legit. When it comes to the word, you are not just hearing the word, you practice the word. Because even fools listen to the word. Hey, I'm not the one that said that. It's Jesus. He said, but everyone who hears the word of mine and does not put it into practice is like a foolish man. Okay, my phone is not here. I wanted to carry my phone. Some of you now, as we are preaching now, what you are waiting for is the red carpet. You go outside and say, church was glorious today. You don't understand, church was glorious today. See, my pastor preached a very powerful sermon. What is his title? What did he preach? Hope you know, I don't have to be in service to say that they preach a very powerful sermon in the building church. You see, I was service. Service was powerful. I love how he explained it. You know, when you are moving from scripture to scripture. No, it's from Quran to Quran we are moving. Listen to me. One of the ways your life can be built and your destiny can be established is that you don't come to church to only hear. You come to church as a to-do. That is, this week, what am I going to do? It's not that what the pastor say. That will not change your life, according to Jesus. Your foundation, the hope you know that both the one that practiced the word and the one that did not practice, they are both building. As you are sitting there now, I'm talking to you now, you are all building. And like I was telling my wife, it's better you internalize the sermon that is being preached here than for you to think they are talking to your neighbor. There is no tell them here, you are them. You say, tell them. You are looking for the person to be telling something. No, it's you. Because I cannot be in a place where God has given my own word and I'm giving to my neighbor. The word will come in service. But embrace the word. Preach to your neighbor, say embrace the word. So in the building church, what are our emphasis again? Number one is what? And have we been able to see from scripture this TV that you could not fix it? It's still shaking now. What is the Holy Spirit? What are the emphasis again? Number one, the and from scripture, who is the Holy Spirit? They are the revealer. The revealer. The revealer of things that are not revealed to the highest. To the highest. What is our second emphasis? The word of God. Yes, what is the third emphasis? Prayer. And if you are praying, do you meditate prayer? You do meditate confession? You pray. We call for prayer, you pray. We do pray. And that is one of the reasons why we are doing morning prayer. Those of you that have been closing yourself with blanket, one day you will see me, I'll come and remove the blanket. I will remove it. You say, who is there? I say, I'm Pastor Jerry. After prayer, I will return your blanket to you. Because now, you say you're a member of the building church and you are not built. You build by prayer. I love Jude 20. Jude 20, Amplified Translation. I like it. He said, beloved, build yourself abounded on your most holy. Make progress. Every time you show up in prayer, you are making progress. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, Amplified Translation, see. He said, for he that pray, he now open a bracket, in a strange tongue, he said, edifies and improves. And improve himself. This version of you can change by prayer, guys. Yes. It can change. You cannot say you come to take, for instance, you went to an hospital that you have a kind of whatever. They are not giving you drip, you remove it. They gave you everything, you are removing it. And you say the hospital is not working. If you are at the hospital, we will have work. You have shown up in church. Give us the opportunity to treat you. Have you ever seen when it is the patient that is recommending the drug that you will take? You say, what is the diagnosis? You say, whatever. You say, put pregnobosi, pingonosia, whatever. Ah, you say, why did you come here? Since when you know these things? You see, someone once said, he said, church is like an hospital. And I agree with him because Jesus said the same. When they found Jesus with sinners, he said, this man is always a sinner. Jesus said, I'd not even come for a righteous one. You see, if you, anything I'm saying in this place, if you're already above it, it's not your church. You miss road. This is not your church. So every word that is released is for you, not for your neighbor. Because there's a way, you know, there's selective. I remember PK was saying about a guy. That if we, when they taught on finance, the guy will document everything. Wrote finance, everything. Don't allow that be your case. God knows that you need, your life need balance. That's why I brought you here. You know what I'm saying? You're jotting. Anytime it's relationship, pastor, me, I'm talking to you. Relationship, just 2 page. Prayer, agamokoso. He has written episode, even the one I did not preach. Please receive it. Because we need to be pastor in that, Mr. Onyin that we brought. Now, it's pastor we are supposed to bring now that say his wedding is next week. So there are some sisters that have been inspiring to perspire and faint. So, PK once said, he said, church is like an hospital. He said, everybody is being treated. And we are receiving treatment differently. And it's true. Because Jesus, when they found Jesus with sinners, they asked him, he said, why you are just standing with sinners? He said, it's not the healthy that need doctor. It was Jesus that said that. You see, it was from there that I knew the assignment of the building church. Not the building church, like our assignment as a whole. This is what it implies. When we were sent to the youth, we did programs that are youth inclined. In fact, our vision statement added youth in it. Why? Because you cannot be profiling solution people are not asking for. So also with the building church, if you find yourself here now, that you say God led you, that God has planted you here, then every service is for you because you are treating treatment. Jesus said that I am not sent to the righteous. Me, I am. So Jesus knew the people he was sent to. And do you know the truth? The truth of the matter is, we will keep preaching what God has sent us here for. Then the people that need it will come. Have you ever seen an hospital doing advertisement? You are the one always looking, going to go and look for them. But most of you now, you know all the clinics that are available. Even the one that look like yours, you know that it's an hospital. When I say, this place look like a palace, I say, no, this one, they sell this thing here. Then you enter. And truly, they sell this thing there. That is how a church is. Every person that comes to a church should know the emphasis of a church. And you should give yourself the opportunity to be treated. And the treatment Jesus said is that you practice. You don't just listen to the word. You say, I remember our pastor teach on whatever. Let me give you 7 points about. Hey, let me give 18 points about. And your life is not looking like what you are giving us the point about. It's like somebody that is not a millionaire that is trying to train you on how to be a millionaire. Give us the opportunity to treat you. We know the emphasis God has given to the house. That's why we sat down. We did not just, it's not along the line. We sat down to understand the vision of the house. First. And just last month, the building church was 3 months. This month, the building church will be 4 months. And we keep emphasizing our emphasis. Because there is no patient. If he's not a patient, what is he doing in an hospital? There is no patient that says, no, pastor, doctor, remove him. Hey, need glucosin. He said, ah, need glucosin. Say, that's one man I use. Hey, what are you doing here? Now I'm biting. So tell your neighbor now, say the word that is released is not for you. Everybody's good now. Tell your neighbor, say the word that is released here is not for you. It's for me. Yes. You are the one responding to your own treatment. And do you know something about hospital? The fact that somebody is sick does not mean that all the drug that is in pharmacy they give him. Everybody has his own drug in the same hospital. The same way in this place, every word that is released, your own is there. There's never a time you will come to service and your word is not present. You obviously not listening. And what I want you to do as a member of the building church is that you have a mind to do the word. That today, what pastor is preaching now is what me, what will I go and do today? Is a to-do. Is a to-do. Including prayer. Now, some of you have not prayed for 100 years until you saw Lilo moving on his own accord in your kitchen. You have died everybody's number, including my own. When I did not pick, you say, that's how our pastor's not picking. Then you send a message and say, please, we pray, you know. Lilo has started moving on his temple. Then we did not know that it was you that were not being hygienic. And one cockroach. They are trying to do excursion. So they are moving from the kitchen to another place where there is food. In their numbers. Because there is persecution, there is prosecution. Prosecution is failure of a law. Persecution is doing the right thing. Is that one we can pray for you? Even prosecution, don't worry, we'll still pray. But you must respond. Our emphasis again, number one, number two, number three, number four. Reaching out. Power slash giving. Giving. Reaching out. Power slash giving. That is our emphasis. There's nothing that can be built outside of these things. That is how our pillar came about. When we saw that God said we should build, we discovered that the Bible said, without the Lord, any person that is building nonsense. In Psalm 127, verse 1, it said, except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman stand watch in vain. Now, this did not mean that people should not build, but it means that they should build it with the Lord. That is where that emphasis, the Holy Spirit, come on board. That is, without the Holy Spirit, you can't build anything. Nothing can be built. Without revelation of God, nothing can be built. Then the next one, the word of God. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 27, Matthew 7, 24, from verse 24. He said, any man who listens to this word of mine and practice them, he said, is like a man that build his house, still making reference to building, that build his house on a solid rock. But he did not say that listen to my word alone. He said that practice. So that is why our vision, one of our vision, is to raise a believer that do not only listen to the word but practice it. That have a to-do from the word. And then I was thinking that, okay, listening to the word was the one that built. And I discovered that, no, listening to the word built, yes. But what established the building is the practice. That is where you are wise. Every person can listen to a word. Only the wise practice it. According to Jesus, so. Then prayers. Jude 20. He said, build yourself up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. Build yourself up, founded on your most holy faith. He said, for you, beloved, build yourself up, founded on your most, make progress. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher. That is where our emphasis goes. Pray in the Holy Spirit, which is where we pick it from again. So all of these things, not as if we just wrote down and say, let's write anything. They are back up by the word. Our emphasis, because if God has sent us to build, we need the builder to be on our side. And in this dispensation, it is the Holy Spirit that is reigning now. This is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And that's why you see we said the Holy Spirit. Then the word of God. then prayers, then giving and reaching out. Because in Acts of Apostles 20, I think Acts of Apostles 20, 35, the Bible says in the word of Jesus Christ himself, he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give. It is more blessed to give than to receive. I'm like, oh, I like this. And then when we are reading Ephesians chapter 4, we are talking about that which every joint supplies. What it implies is that we are part of the bigger picture of the whole body of Christ. Because there is that which our joint is supplying. Just like I'm saying now, take for instance, some of you changed church and came here. Hope you know that why some of you have never been going to church. Why there are some people that have never even gone to church. When it comes to church growth, for example, our contribution will be to reach the people that have not been going to church. That is how it's going to affect the kingdom of God. But if, for example, now, maybe there is a church, there is a church called the Builder Church Building Movement. Let's say that they have 15,000 members. And we, the building church, we have 30,000 members. We are trying to expand it to 35,000 members. And they have 15,000 members. Then we went to pick 5,000 members from the Builder Church Movement of God, Act of Apostles. Hope you know that increase in our own number did not mean there is increase in the kingdom of God. It doesn't mean that we are shoveling. We went and picked their member. So, in the kingdom of God, we will still be having how many numbers? 30 plus 15,000. 45,000. But that church may be seeing that they have how many members? 10,000. But in recent, the 35 that was added to our own, is not the kingdom of God again. No. But just imagine, there are people that are not going to church. Then we went and carried like 500,000 of them. The kingdom of God has been added to. So that's one of the reasons why we are reaching out. We must reach out. We can't call for evangelism outreach and you say you are a builder. How do you want to build anything if you are not going out? And that's why I say there is partnership. He said, no man build except the Lord. It is the man that is building, but the Lord is with him. So that is our partnership. You see that giving and going out, reaching out is our own partnership. Bless or bless. What is our emphasis again as a house? Number one, number two, number three. All right, glory to God. That being said, now, following the leading of the Holy Spirit, this month God has given us actually as our month of the year of the Lord's favor. Yes, our month of the year of the Lord's favor. Our month of the year of the Lord's favor. And from when we started the teaching, we really established that when we say the month of the year of the Lord's favor, it means that you can have a new year in a month. And I said that it is even an exaggeration for you to need a month to do something that you want to do in 50 years. Because, like Apostle Sema has often said, he said, you plus God is anything God put behind it. You plus God is not two. You plus God is not 10 times more. You plus God is not 1,000 times more. You don't get it. You plus God is X times more. What it implies is that is anything God put behind it that is you. In a day, God can change your story around. So I say a month is too much for God to change your life. In Peter's, the Bible say a day is like 1,000 years. Do you know what it means? We are not talking about 50 years. A day is like 1,000. He's saying in the sight of God, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years like a day in the sight of God. 1,000 years. God is going to compress time for your sake. Amen. He said, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 times more. Amen. X times more. Amen. And we have often seen that anytime God gives us the word for the month, we channel our discourse around it. Because some of you now be wondering, following the leading of the Holy Spirit, the year of the Lord, so bold to join. It's because you have not studied that scripture that I have asked you to study. Yes, you have not. Now, give me Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Let's see where it starts from, actually. Why the Spirit of the Lord is involved. Luke 4. Let's be fast, sir. Luke 4, Because we take quality time to pray. Listen to me. After each of our services, we take time to pray. And so be preparing yourself. Come, when you are leaving home, just know that we are going to pray. We will pray because we must embrace our emphasis. After 3 months, if we don't see know what we are emphasizing, there is issue. If we don't know where we are going, there is issue. Any person that is a member of the building church, they should be able to see and say, "Hey, oh, go and meet him." The lecturer, that they pray. The building church member is one you are playing with, and those guys, they have money too. They don't just pray; they have money, and they don't have carryover. They don't have carryover. They cross over. They don't carry over cost. What it implies that they don't say amen alone. They restore it. Practice. Now, please, can you read this? Get out of me. He said, the spirit of who? That is where it started. Isaiah 61 also. We saw the spirit of the Lord, yes. Isaiah 61 verse 1. He said, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me. There is no proclaim when the spirit of God is not there. Oh. The only thing you are going to have is complaint. When the spirit of the Lord is present, it can convert your complaints into proclaim. That is something of you know that complaint moves into nagging. When you are hearing the same thing over and over again, is the person is not pleased. So the person is complaining. So it's nagging. Say he's a nagging wife. This guy is just nagging. What it means is that the person is saying the same thing. But the thing he's saying is not bringing, is bringing offense. When the spirit of the Lord is introduced, your complaints dissolve. Then you begin to proclaim. There's a change. The same word. You are still saying the same thing. But it's not complaining again. A nagging person can squeeze life out of you. A proclaiming person gives you life. But in all of this, he did not say that our, he said our utterance is guided by the Spirit. So the first thing he said the Spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me. If you check verse 2 of it, he said to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. It's a continuous tense. So that means that the first thing he started is the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. Now, if you check the topic again, I did not say, look at that, what that thing is. It's following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now, that is not emphasizing on leading. It's emphasizing on following. The emphasis is on following. And that is why in Romans chapter 8 verse 14. Romans 8 14. The Bible says, as many as are led. It's past tense. No, it's not as many that receive instruction from the Holy Spirit. No. Check it very well. He said, because those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. It's a past tense things. And I wrote something in my notes. I said, the fact that you had God does not mean God led you. Because you can hear God and not do what he said. So the emphasis, listen to me. All those, I had God in 12:11, leave it. The importance is not, the emphasis is not on how you had God. The emphasis on is what you did with the hearing. And that is why he said that I'm led by the Spirit. It's not that I will be led. No, the real test of sonship is on the strength of your archives, your the things you are flinging forth of how God has led you. And I wrote something in my note. I said one of the feedback, any person that got you saved, that did not emphasize the importance of the Holy Spirit in your faith journey, that person did you injustice. Because you don't even have a life when the Spirit of God is not there to lead you. And you know, all of us are going to be trained on how to follow the leading of the Spirit. How God gives us instruction. How God speaks to us. I've often said it, guys, that I am also always shocked. Is it that God will, in that Acts of Apostles chapter 10, that scripture always gives me concern.
But I now discovered that is how God speaks to Paul, to Peter. Please, oh. God wanted Peter to follow Cornelius, to follow the man he sent, to go and preach. And God was bringing trance. He will see a lion kinikan inside one container. The thing will jump. He will say, take and eat. He say, son of my thou shall not eat. Just because you want to tell him to follow people. Is he here deaf? Couldn't God say, a mini oluwa, then if you know you're very well, put on that. Like Nigerians will do. I'll add the faith. David, no, yeah, make sure the whole building is shaking with earthquake. Lord, Almighty. Just for him to follow people, all those drama. But do you know what I also observed? In Acts of Apostles 12, and I discovered that it's because that is how God used to speak to Peter. In Acts of Apostles 12, this guy was in prison. They carry him out of the prison. They carry him out of the first gate, second gate, whatever. And do you know what he could say to? He said he thought he was seeing a vision. Eh? There are levels to this, you know. That you are in prison. They remove the chains from your hand. They took you to the first gate, second gate, third gate. Then he was waiting for what God would say unto him. People were like, this is a vision now. He was used to it. If not, he would not think to a vision. So that means that he had so much master how God spoke speak to him that his spirit is ready for any kind of adventure. You are the only one that is when you want to marry, you want to hear God. And like I told my wife, I said, you don't have to wait till you are confused to hear God. Even when the thing is clear, carry the thing to God. Because most times now, you want to disturb everyone. Where shall I serve? Where shall I serve? Shall I move now? Oh, Barato, Boroto. He said, keep quiet. Who is the Barato, Boroto? When we are telling you things, hope you know, some of you wait till challenge comes on your way before you pray. What are you doing? Listen to me. Hearing God is not when things are bad. Even when the thing is good, you still need to carry it to God. yes. It's not when things are terrible. And I say, makoto koto. He say koto nani. Where am I? I follow the leading of the Spirit. Now, give me Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Because of my time, very quickly. Time is flying and flying and flying. But we'll still pray. Please, can we read this to me together with me? I'm just establishing. So, yes, please, can we read this together? No, wait. Go to Matthew chapter 3, first, from verse 15. Matthew 3, very quickly. Matthew 3. From verse 15. Did not reply, please can you read this together with me? Then John consented. Now look at it. He said, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open. And he saw what? The Spirit of God doing what? Descending like a and lightning on him. Next verse. Let me quickly tell you, the Holy Spirit is not a dove. If I say this handkerchief is looking like donut. What is your name, ma? Yes. Miss Miracle, come. This handkerchief is looking like donut. Does it look like donut? Or samosa? How does it look like? Any edible? No. Triangle, let's say, Eba. Like sandwich. You see, the people. Sorry, you see, that's why. Donut is round. Because you say it looks like triangle. So, like, what do you call that again? Sand. Oh, okay, sandwich. It looks like sandwich. Did you agree with us? No, please face them. Do you agree with us that this thing looks like sandwich? Do we all agree? A big sandwich. Now, Miss Miracle, I need you to do a miracle. Help me eat this that look like sandwich. Do you like sandwich? You love sandwich. We need a miracle. Does this look like sandwich? Does this look like sandwich? No, now. That is what happened when we reduce the Holy Spirit to a dove. It is the manner in which he was coming that they said he was like. They did not say that the Holy Spirit is a dove. Because now many of you have 100 doves in your house that you have hung on the pillar of your house that you are worshipping as the Holy Spirit. This look like sandwich does not make a sandwich. It's just that we are describing a sandwich. Thank you, ma. Then another form that the Holy Spirit came upon them. They said the Holy Spirit came on them like cloven tongues of fire. Like cloven tongue of fire. That does not mean the Holy Spirit is fire. In fact, it doesn't mean the Holy Spirit is tongues. He came like. If we said this looked like sandwich and we could not make a sandwich, it means that if the Holy Spirit came like a dove, the Holy Spirit is not dove. In the initial design they did, they put one dove there. I say you want to confuse us. Remove it. Remove that dove. What is that dove doing there? The Holy Spirit is not dove. The Holy Spirit is not fire. In fact, do you know that the Holy Spirit is not earthquake? Do you know what they call entourage, like convoy? These are some of the things that go before the Lord. In 1 Kings 19, we saw that Elijah, he was on that mountain. He said, then there came an earthquake and the Lord was not in the earthquake. There came fire, the Lord was not in the fire. But in a still voice, then the Lord showed up. These things just go before the Lord. It is not the Lord. Come like a mighty wind, it means that it's coming like a mighty wind. It does not mean that it's a wind. Because you have reduced the Holy Spirit to things. That is why you can't relate with him. Tell yourself, say, the Holy Spirit is a person. Not fire. Not earthquake. Are we still on the same page? So, we saw that Jesus, the Holy Spirit came upon him, descending like a dove and lightning on him. Like a dove. Descending is the way the dove descend, that they saw the Holy Spirit descending on him physically. It does not make the, in fact, I don't even know, they are not even related. Why are we putting dove like a dove? Does that mean that the Holy Spirit is not dove? Because now the physical representation of the Holy Spirit most of us have now is dove. Graphic designers, you put one dove there like this. Maybe that bird has even died. The one you put. One snap, is not the one you are using to represent the Holy Spirit. Now, am I not saying that it's bad? No. I'm just telling you that as good as it sounds, the Holy Spirit is not dove. And those of you that have had plenty of dove in your house, go and remove them. Because that's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not hoy. Are we on the same page? But don't forget, our emphasis today is not even teaching on the Holy Spirit. Our emphasis throughout this teaching is not even teaching on the Holy Spirit. Our emphasis is following. But you, how will you follow the person you don't know?
Are we getting blessed or blessed? Oh? So today my emphasis is going to be on the importance of following the leading of the Spirit. The importance of following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Every believer is designed to walk in constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Salvation brings us into relationship with God, but it is the leading of the Holy Spirit that brings us into maturity and victory. Salvation brings us into relationship with God, but it is the leading of the Holy Spirit that brings us into what? Maturity and victory. Now, who is the Holy Spirit? I did not say what is the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Somebody said the Spirit of truth. Guiding us into all truth, as seen in John chapter 16, verse 13. He is our comforter and helper. As seen in John 14, verse 26, Amplified Translation. The Bible says, he is our comforter. Then he opened a bracket and say, counselor. Mr. David, right? No, you. What is his name again? Mr. Paul. Or how are you doing? It's so nice seeing you again. Glory to God. Comforter.
And then the Bible says, he's our comforter, and open a bracket, and say, our counselor. Somebody said, the Holy Spirit is my counselor. The Holy Spirit cannot counsel you and you will be counseled. It doesn't work hand in hand. You don't get it. How can I have such an advantage in the Holy Spirit and I'm not using it? I'm not working with him. Please let me tell you now. The Holy Spirit is a higher counselor than your pastor. The Holy Spirit is a, hope you know that there was a time in your pastor's life that he was not a pastor. He grew into being a pastor. The Holy Spirit has been a counselor all along. He did not become. Certification, for example, PK. He is getting certified. No matter how certification is, he's piling up the certification. No matter how, pile up. He cannot still reach one third half of who the Holy Spirit is as a counselor. But that does not mean that you cannot receive counsel from counselors. Because severally I have seen the Holy Spirit redirect you. You know what I'm saying? In fact, it is in prayer that you will know the right person to go and even ask questions. How we will pray in Shama, take it, oh, go, God, please help us. We need clarity in this area. And you will hear him mention him and say, go and meet this person. In prayer. Go and meet this person. Do you know why? Because the Holy Spirit has revealed the dimension of him that you are craving for in that person, that the person can explain to you word for word, including the mistake he made. And I think the reason, one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit is to do that, because he has learned that people don't need to act out. Because you see, in following the leading of the Spirit, you need it on four pedestals. No, you need it on two pedestals. Number one is do. That is when you are listening to the instruction of the Holy Spirit, is to an end on to what to do. That is the first one. Do. Just do. The second one is speaking. But all of these two things now, whether it is to do or to speak, you now need them on four structure. The first one is what. The second one is how. The next one is where. The last one is when. That is, even when the Holy Spirit have said, son, go and do ministry. You have heard him, right? Then you must know the what ministry you are doing. There is relationship ministry. There is deliverance ministry. There is financial ministry. There is grace ministry. All of them, they are plenty. You will not ask what. That is, what actually give an energy to clarity for you. What? Which one? Then when you have gotten what, you now need how. How? Then you need when. When, Holy Spirit, when? Then you need where. And I'm going to show you all of this as we journey, as time permits, together. Are we on the same page? The same thing with speaking. You should know what to say. How to say it. Many of you used to have what to say but don't know how to say it. Hope you know. And that's why most times I used to pray for you that you should pray for yourself. That your utterance are guided. That you have a good intention. That something that is supposed to console people, now they are angry with you. They say, if we ever see you again in this life. You see, that's not what I mean. Say whatever you may put in your pocket. Because there's a way you can give out a word and it's sounding differently. Well, you know, that's my intention now. You say, nonsense goes for you. I lie here. And that's why every time I say, and then another one is when. When to say what you want to say. And where. Severally. You will see that your boss like a particular person, which obviously have to be you, because you have been listening to me talk. Because when things are heated up, it's not when they used to go and ask for a raise. The Holy Spirit used to tell them when to go and show themselves. And where. May your utterance be guided. I say, may your utterance be guided. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Number next, I mean, which one? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit is Comforter and Helper, right? Then the Holy Spirit is our Teacher and Reminder. I like that one. As seen in John chapter 14, verse 26 too. Then the Holy Spirit is the voice of God within us. Ha! Please help me with an empty cup. With handkerchief. What did I say the Holy Spirit is? No, I have this one here. Come. What did I say the Holy Spirit is? Eh? Drop it. The voice of God within us. You see? Help me with the mic. There is a place where Jesus said that Father help them in the same Matthew 14. He said that I may be in them as you are in me, that they may also be in me. This is the me. So I'm surrounded. This is me. This is Christ. I appear on Christ now, right? Then I am in Christ, right? Like this. Eh? But I am also open for Christ to be in me. So, anywhere you want to touch me from, within, Christ is inside. Outside, Christ is inside. Outside. So, I am in him and he is in me. If you want to attack me from inside, he is inside. If you want to come from outside, he is also outside. So, the voice of God on the inside of you, thank you, sir. The voice of God on the inside of you is Christ. I don't know why they have not located that scripture for me. Where Jesus was saying that I'm praying that they will be in me as I am in them, in John, this same John 14. Either John 14 or John 16. That I am in them. I am in you. And the Father is in me. Then you will be in me. So it's a double in. Whether any way you look at it, I'm in Christ. And Christ is in me. The people that are always preaching should always, the people rejecting should always learn how to follow me when I'm preaching because of my time. He said, believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the, this is not what I'm talking about, Gary. Is that place Jesus was talking about, he said that the world will know that I'm in you and you are in me and I'm in the Father. Don't show me anything again. Thank you. Glory to God. Now, I want to give you a few importance of why you should follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Some of the advantages you have. Number one, the Holy Spirit knows what we don't know. So, but before then, please let me put them in number. Why you should follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. That is the importance of following the leading of the Holy Spirit. The importance of following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Number one, for direction and guidance. Somebody say direction and guidance. The Holy Spirit knows what we do not know. Say to yourself, the Holy Spirit knows what I don't know. Now, if you check the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 8. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 8. He said, in the course of time, please, can we read this together? In the course of time, David inquired of the Lord, shall I go up to one of the towns of Ahaz? The Lord said, go up. David asked, where? Can you see now? Where shall I go? To Abram, the Lord answered. Now, hope you know that where David was, everything was okay with him. But all of a sudden, he now asked, shall I go up? To any of the town of the town of God said, go up. Then David did not just carry his bag and started going up. He now asked again. He said, where shall I go? And while I was preparing for this, God said to say to some of you that are going to serve, please don't go up anyhow. Abuja can be your hope. Lagos can be your hope. And don't forget, I say you are not going to ask God when things are confused. You are going to ask him even when it's right, when it looks like it's making sense. Because your life is not your own. After you gave your life to Christ, one of the advantages you have as a believer is that you can hear God. Your life is not your own. You are being led. That is why God is called the Father of Spirit. You are one of the spirits that he will lead. Let me show you a scripture. John chapter 21, verse 18. I will come back to this one. John 21, verse 18. Let me just do it here a bit. John, please, can we read this together with me? He said, I tell you the truth. Ahem, when you are undressed and went where you, but when you are, you will stretch out your, and someone else will dress you, ahem, and lead you where you do not want to go. That is where the Holy Spirit will come on board. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, he said there is a way that seems right to a man. Do you know what it means? That is, it's making sense to the man. He said, but the hand of that road is crushing. So I don't go, hope you know that till now, there are two things I don't like at all. The first one is a church. The second one, I will not say it. Because if I say it now, I think anything I want to say now, I'll be led where I don't want to go. The first one, because I've often said, when I enter, I'm going, I'll tell my wife, I say, I'll come back home early today. That is when I don't want to go early. I have learned not to be saying that I'll come back home early. Because our energy is, because he's expecting that I'll come back home early. I'll come back home early. Every time it has never worked. Until the days I'm always surprising her. She'll not say, you are back now. I say, I will not be back. By that time, I can talk. But now I say, I come back and they will not use it against me. I say, no, I won't say it again. Now, look at this. The first is a church. You see, that thing, I used to see it as work. In fact, I used to say, God, you can lead me any other thing. But you see that church thing? Don't allow me. Let me just leave. Let me just be. I will serve you. I will support church. Church. Even God know that. Kai, church. But when the instruction came to start a church, you see, that's my wife. Anytime we are talking, she mentioned to us, she just stop there. Stop there. My dealing with God. You know what? The church. Kai. He has accepted me the way I did not know that he was bearable from the apple. And something about me is I just need to hear God. So I had God. So divine, that one of the reasons why you should follow the leading of the Holy Spirit is for direction and guidance. Because when you exhaust the dealing of God in the face, if you don't seek God for divine direction, you will be in the past when God has left. And you will still think you are doing something correct. So the first thing, when I had God clear, I declared the truth. After the decree, I was ready. In fact, you know the irony? I was ready to start church April. I'm telling you. But the how did not permit what I had to continue. Many of you had correctly, but you started wrongly. Hope you know that when I had that we should start church, assuming I did not consult people, that because the Holy Spirit specifically sent me to tell some people, tell the Willows, tell Apostle Mewa, I sent it to them. And the two of them said the same thing, gave us structure, vision. Most of those things that we did before the inaugural service was not even my idea. Although I know the what, the how I was lacking. People had gone ahead. So now everybody's looking at, the being interview, you're hearing the being interview. It's not my idea. Is that we know the how. Because I've never run the church before. The people that have been doing, they know the mistake they have made before. That can prevent us from making the same. And you know the irony? They did not even tamper with the what. It's just the how they helped me with. They were not the one that gave me the name of the church. You are not the one that gave me the vision of the church. But the how we are going to run that vision. Thanks to God and thanks to them. If not, we will have been basking in error. In fact, maybe some of you will be praying for me now with drip. Because are you going through a lot or you are putting yourself through a lot? I had God in the third heaven, in the third of my brother. Anything you want to do on earth, people have done it before. Don't deceive yourself and go and be giving yourself drip that you don't need. One of the reasons why you must follow is direction and guidance. Because the Holy Spirit knows what you don't know. And one of the ways the Holy Spirit is going to do it is that, and do you know the irony? He said when you are a child, you go anywhere you go. A proof that you are still a child, is that you are making decisions on your own. A proof that you have grown into maturity is that the Holy Spirit will choose your clothes and carry you to a direction you don't know. You don't even know. If they carry me, they go where I don't know. You don't understand? Nah, the Holy Spirit be that. If they carry me, they go where I don't know. If they carry me, they go where I don't know. Nah, the Holy Spirit be that. And one of the feedback how you can go where you don't know is that you have been trained to know the voice of the Holy Spirit. And that's why I said following. I'm not even talking about the leading now. I'm talking about the following. Because in John chapter 3 verse 8, the Bible says that the wind cometh where it like and goeth where it like. He said you can hear the sound, but you don't know where it's coming from. He says so is a man that is born of the Spirit. What it implies is that you are like a sound. You are like wind. You don't understand? Because people don't know where you are going to. Today now, just take for instance now. Severally, including when we are driving. My wife will just see me that, I remember one day when we were staying in our previous venue. We are almost close to church. I just turned. And went and carried another journey again. She was like, this is church now. This is where we are going to now. What is happening? I said, just let's be following the way we are. And I turned, bam. I started going, bam. This is, you don't understand. Like, this is where we are going. It's just for us to enter like this. Then there's another road like that. I just entered that road. I started going. I enter like this again. And turn and come back to come and park. Then someone was like, okay, what do we do now? With all these things, it's because you don't know. For the rumble, that you need just split seconds to pick instruction. Split seconds, because you have been ignoring, you have not been trained, you have been ignoring all the nudges. You'll be shocked now that if the Holy Spirit says, drop this mic, I want to sit down, I will just drop it, I want to sit down. And I say, we have not finished. You come and finish now. Since when you are the Holy Spirit, are we on the same page? But I'm praying for you. Your path will be guided. You will pick the instruction of God where He gave it to you. Time has gone on. Let me share these stories and then we'll pray. All right, just write this down. I think when next we meet, I'm going to give us further instruction. So in that 2 Samuel chapter 2, the Bible showed us that it says, where shall I go up to? And the Lord said, you should go to Hebron, right? And then, do you know what happened? When you read further, the Bible showed us that, and the elders of Judah, hope you know, he said, shall I go up to any of the Judah? He said, go up. Then he said, the Bible said he went. He said, where shall I go to in Judah? The Lord said, Hebron. The Bible said, and the elders of Judah came to Hebron and anointed them king there. He did not know. It was God that chose Hebron for him. And the elders came and anointed him king in Hebron. He was still king in Hebron when all of a sudden, in 5, chapter 5 from verse 1, the Bible said the same pattern again. The elders of Israel. It's only my wife, boss, a few of you now die. So, because the way people are looking at me, you don't understand the story. Be Bible student, though, read your Bible. That's our assignment. Just want to read the Bible. Because at this time, because I'm wondering that Israel, Judah, Kilo, Shele, what is that confusion? Israel was divided at this point. There were 12 tribes. Now, two tribes were the one that was found in Judah. The other 10 tribes were Israel. So Israel was having a larger portion of the whatever. So it was Hebron that Hebron was in Judah, as we saw. Read your Bible though. I'm telling you. Hebron. So he was anointed in King Hebron. He was left with 10 tribes that have not anointed him as king. And he was still in Hebron. And he was not close to Israel. You don't need to be in Abuja. The headers of Abuja will come to this city. And people travel from all far and near. I was in Koinonia. Koinonia, Zaria, you won't want to be in Zaria. Zaria. People are flying in to Zaria. You are the one that say they have taught you visibility. 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 Visibility on the Holy Spirit over visible. You know, visibility, visibility. Yeah, they're teaching you nonsense. You say visibility. You see, as a child of God, your visibility is the Holy Spirit. There is no greener pasture anywhere. The greener pasture is where the presence of God is. I have seen people that have misdirected their lives by using their eyes to pick like Lot. Lot saw the greener pasture. Lot was not wise. It was by following the Let's in context now. Let's say Abraham represents the Holy Spirit. It's by following Abraham that you had all the things you had. And then there was issue. Can't you call your guys to order and say, I've been consecrated? This is the person that I'm following, that I'm blessed. God did not call me, it was his one that called, and I'm enjoying the blessing. Then when there was fight, Abraham now said that, hey, don't worry, then don't allow there to be fight between me and your men. Just look at the plains and choose any place that is good for you. Any place that is good for him, that God is not there, is Sodom. Right before then, there was nothing bad in Sodom until he picked that thing. Abraham had to do emergency and quickly the men erased to go and chase, to go and recover Lot. Don't be a Lot. You can be lost in the Lot. He looked at the plane. The Bible says, look at the plane, and he saw that, where watered, like the garden of the Lord. Eyesight can deceive. Now, let me balance this. That doesn't in any way also suggest that God cannot lead you to the good place. Let's balance it. So that you're not saying, if he is good, he's not God. I'm just saying that if it is the leading of God, not you, that chose the thing. If it is God that lead you there, God will back it. Because I remember Pastor Bayo. Let me end with this story. Time has gone. So we'll pray. Let's stand up. I remember Pastor Bayo when he went to serve in Abuja. Follow this story carefully. He served in Abuja. And then when he got to Abuja, he was praying before he went to serve. CBN, I'm coming to you. CBN, I'm coming to you. CBN, I'm coming to you. When they post him to the secondary school. But he was in NCCF as part of the prayer. He was the prayer as the state executive. So when he got to, so the secretary, according to that story, the secretary and the president carry a hand. And that's why I say you will know the word, the way. Hey, may you not be confused. Oh. They wanted to give him papa, NCCF papa. He said, if you forgive me, I will resign. He said, because right from when I was in Ilorin, God told me, I am coming to CBN. I'm coming to Abuja to serve. And if you are the president of NCCF, because some things are looking good, but it's not good for you. If you are the president of NCCF, it means that you can't work in any other place. So he told the, he knew before he went to camp. Because all those things you are hiring state secretary, state chairman, you'll be carrying the church car, they will call him Papo Papolio, your head will be removing a go. No problem. No problem. It's just for one season in your life. All those good, all those things that look good to you that you are picking, when God is telling you something else, okay, lie. He said, no, don't give me prayers. Don't give me anything other that will not allow me to serve. Because God told me I'm coming to this to serve. He had it in mind that he was going to CBN. When they post him secondary school across the road, one secondary school, you know, their secondary school and their secondary school, you know, that one they send him to is not Kai Kojo. But he was still faithful, was praying. Then they carried the list and went to go and give the CBN, their patron. And the patron happened to be working in CBN. He was not there. It was the secretary and the prayer secretary and the president that went to present the list of the new executives. And that's why I said visibility is where the Holy Spirit leads you to say. Then the woman was going through the list and saw the name. This person, he saw this, is the PPA there. Then he came to his own name. Adebayo Olubi Imaike. Economics. Secondary school. He said, Hilumonsi NYSC. That was the woman. He was not there. What is to be wrong with NYSC? Why can somebody study economics and they will put him in secondary school? What do they want him to go and teach? Okay, take this particular person. I have a slot for him in CBN. The Holy Spirit is the leader. Let me share my own story. While I was in school, because you will pray, your spirit, your step will be guided. One of the ways the Holy Spirit guides us, is that he knows what we don't know. I had just finished a training. Right from when I was in 100 level, God told me I was going to be the president of RCF. 100 level. And then I did not do anything to contribute to make sure I was the president. Sincerely. In fact, I was never even, the only thing I was just the president. Yes, please, give it to me, yes. Then, are you enjoying my story? Are you enjoying my story, or we should pray? Okay, they are not enjoying the story. So, that day, And they don't even know me. You don't understand? The people that want to make me the president don't even know me. They don't know me. The zonal coordinator, he too does not know me. Because I was not known. Do you know the irony? Even the day they declared me as the president, the members of the church, they were looking for who. They were like, ah, who is that? In fact, almost 97% of my executives that work with me, I was just getting to know them. You know what? That day I had gone for a workshop in Drama Village. And I came back and there was no light in school. My phone off. And that day, the next Sunday, that Saturday, was the next Sunday was when they were going to present the president, the executives. And they don't know my address, they don't know my hostel, they don't know me. And then they are supposed to present the president to the zonal coordinator that was coming from Kaduna. Why me? I was in Zaria. They look for every miss, they did not get me because my phone was off. I remember that day I got into my room. They had given me, I can't forget, rice and chicken. And there was no light. My phone was dead. So I carried the rice and chicken. I dropped it. I said, in Jesus' name, I will pray. Devil plus Jesus. As I want to eat the rice, I heard that voice. Stand up now and go and buy the charge card for a dead phone. But there are reshuffling going on in the realm of the spirit. If only you can follow the prompting of the spirit, that thing you are complaining of will be the least of your complaint. We won't stop. We won't stop till we lose. Anna stood up. I left my chicken. I was hungry. Chicken and rice. And then I went down. There's one corridor like that. One long corridor that we used to pass. There is at least three, without exaggeration, at least three recharge card sellers in that walkway. On Saturday, when they are supposed to even come on Saturday. Do you know, I walked through that walkway. There was none of them that was sitting in that walkway. And my own hostel is in the middle. If you know ABU very well, Suleiman. It's one of the longest corridors we have. The only option that is left, and that's prompting keep saying, go and buy a charge card. The only option that I was left was for me to go outside. And my chicken and rice was still up. So I started going. As I was going close to the charge card seller, I saw somebody doing like this. I'm wondering, what is wrong with him? He just carried me and said, let's go. Go away. He said, what do you come to do outside? I said, I came to buy a charge card. He said, He said, this is what happened. That they have sent him. He has been walking up and down. He has been showing people down. Do you know these people? There was no way he could find me. He now said that he stood there close to the charge card seller. And said, God, if truly you have chosen this one for us as the president, let him come. As I'm saying now, I'm even feeling a presence. Let him come and meet me wherever he is. Let him come and meet me here. Let me increase that. That's one of the reasons why I don't like this key. A presence is here. Yes, increase the key. I see a presence coming now. He's going to be breaking yoke actually. Some of you have been it looks like you are delayed. You are clarity is coming.
I will ever praise you.
A hand is coming. A hand is coming. A hand is coming. I don't need to pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
I have
learned
to walk in you. You lead me and I will follow you.
God is beginning to lead some of you.
Step by step.
I will not stop saying it. Either your business, in marriages, finance or something, just come. Please come. There's an anointing here now. Come, 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 come. Please continue the song. Come, come, come. Come, let me pray for you. Shame in your business, marriages, or whatever it is, I say enter into double now. Amen. This season has been declared for us as the year of the Lord's favor, and it starts with the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that came upon me, that there was anointing in my spirit to connect with the right person, let that Spirit rest upon you.
Amen.
Welcome to your jubilee.
Amen.
I say welcome to your jubilee.
Amen.
Kai, do you believe it? I say welcome to your jubilee.
Amen.
For you, there is compression of time.
Amen.
Minimal efforts.
Amen.
Extraordinary results.
Amen.
For some of you, it's starting now. It's starting now.
Amen.
From this moment, the Spirit of God that sponsors a change and transformation, let that Spirit rest upon you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You are blessed. It is done, oh. It is settled in Jesus' mighty name. Please, can you go up with a shout?
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Beckerdin, Tanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.